Hey there. Just a heads up, this is a podcast for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff. Think spicy language, mature topics, and themes your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like. Okay, you guys, we're back for another episode.
We're back. We're in Nicaragua right now.
We're still in Nicaragua. Still we, because of all this creative time alone out in this whole beautiful area, we have had a genius idea. So you guys have listened to us for 45 episodes, and you have heard our trials and tribulations of finding couples, you know, the elusive unicorn couple where you're both attracted to both people. And it's just so hard. And the best thing that we found is at parties where you can mix and match or soft swap or whatever. But we have had really not a lot of luck on Field or the other dating apps. I mean, I will say we did have good luck in the sense that we found our group through that.
Yes.
And we would recommend you guys, if you're trying to find your group and you just want to improve your social life, just go on coffee dates with no expectation. Meet people in your area. Use it for that. But as far as like actually couples that we would have sex with, both of them, like kind of like the Superman Wonder Woman unicorn situation. Yeah. We haven't really found that. And so you guys, okay, do not laugh at us. I was like, okay, we had this amazing Hacking Nicaragua retreat down here with three other couples. And by the time everybody left, as you guys, if y'all listen to the recap, I was basically like, I could hook up with all of you because I was just like, I love all of you guys. And I could see it as an extension of our friendship and no weirdness. And so it just gave me this whole new window into what play could be like, where it would be fun and not such a big deal where I overthink it. And I think it also, and I talked about this on the recap episode, we were all in the same general stage of the journey where they hadn't played with anybody else and we're playing very little with anybody. So we weren't worried about STDs and all that stuff. So we were like, okay, well, we found these amazing couples from our podcast. What are we doing? We have a podcast.
10,000 downloads. Like we have people that know us really well.
Yeah.
Like 44 episodes, 44 hours of content.
You know, exactly.
From us, you know, all our secrets.
Everything, what we're looking for, what we like, what we don't like. You either hate us, you love us, or something in between. But we were like, there has to be one or two or, I don't know,
10.
couples out there in this world who might want to date us. So I don't know what we're going to name this podcast episode, but we were thinking like, are we dateable? Do you want to date us?
Yeah, we're kind of exasperated because it's legendarily hard to find a really good four-way connection because all four of you have to really like each other and trust each other. And that's hard to find.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting here with this great asset of lots of people who really know us well. They know what we're into, like down to the details.
So many details.
And kind of what we look like. And we're wondering if any of you might want to date us. So, and we know you're all over the world. Like, I mean, there's practicalities to this. But we thought, wouldn't it be fun just to make this a potential dating opportunity? Who knows?
But no pressure either. Like, be our friend. Would you like to be our friends?
Yes.
And then maybe if something else happens, that would be cool. My issue was, okay, y'all know us really well, but you don't know what we look like because we're anonymous. And so I know that this is an issue. This is why on one of the last podcasts, I guess, we were talking about how we were like, well, what if we had AI, described ourselves to AI, and we had AI come up with an approximation of what it looked like? Well, we did that, you guys, and it came up with the hottest, sexiest possible version of us.
Yes, we text prompted and said what we look like, our height, weight, and kind of our physical features.
Well, I think
came up with a hot couple that we both want to fuck.
I think the mistake, I described you and you described me. And of course, we're both just like smitten with each other and absolutely like biased and delusional. So then we had to tell chat to make us older.
And that one looked pretty hot too. That couple looked pretty good.
It did. You looked really, that was the best one of you. I looked not as good, but that's okay. I'd rather actually, and I told you this, I would so much rather if we're putting like a fake potential, what we might look like picture out to anybody who's thinking about dating. I would rather it look less good looking than I actually am than
so
more.
People are pleasantly surprised.
So people are pleasantly surprised. That's why I don't understand why people like fake or use filters. You're going to find out you have pitted acne scars. It's going to happen. Just be there. I mean,
yourself.
Yeah. And so anyway, like you're going to find out I have tiny two.
So we do have these photos that we've generated with chat. And we're going to post those on a Facebook group so you can see what an approximation of us looks like.
Okay. Just keep in mind the one we'll probably post.
We're going to post both of them.
I am.
The young one and the older one.
No, we're not going to post the young one. They will get their hopes up.
Oh, no, it's hot. Though.
It's not. It's hot, but it's not even close to what we look like, babe.
We're setting the expectation that that's not actually exactly what we look like.
But why should we put that out there? Because
that's the couple I want.
That's like telling a jury to disregard information. That is so unfair. And then I don't want anybody to be disappointed with what I look like.
No one's gonna be disappointed with what you look like.
So I want the older looking one so that if somebody meets me, they're like, oh my gosh, you look so much better. Your picture is, both the pictures look really, really, really good.
I do, for sure.
But
here's the funny thing. So you guys can get an approximation of what we look like. And then, obviously, if we get to know each other, we would share real pictures or whatever.
Right, obviously.
So the idea that we have is that people can apply to data. Now, the thing is, you guys have all the information about us. So it's only fair that we learn about you. You already know everything. Listen to our podcast.
Oh, my God.
Our sexual favorite things. We know what we are into. You know a lot.
Our insecurities, our hopes, our dreams.
You. Yes, we know nothing about you. So we're going to ask a few basic questions about who you are. And we're going to want a picture. And we want something to...
As a couple. And for friendship, first and foremost. Because you know if you listen to our podcast, like, we don't want just stranger sex anyway. So we would have to be a couple that we would respect and be friends with before anything else. If all we get out of this is a bunch of new friends, I will be thrilled.
That's great.
Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, that happened at our retreat.
That's exactly what happened.
So
y'all, and the variety of people on our retreat was so intense, like it from all over the country. And I still was like, oh my God, I totally could.
Yeah.
It could happen. It was wild. And so I just...
So I think this is a great idea. This is a great idea to meet some new people. And also, on our podcast, a lot of you are on the same stage we're in.
Yes.
And I think that's really important to us, that you're not super, super advanced, and maybe that's okay. In fact, that would be okay. But if you're listening to us, you kind of get our vibe, you kind of get where we are in the lifestyle. And I think what really appealed to you with our friends that came down was that they're in the same stage.
Right.
And there's obviously the safety issues in that, and there's also just the fact that, you know, it's more natural to you.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, going to a play party where it's like, it feels like play is more expected versus making friends, and then play would be a happy accident if it happens organically. That just feels better to me. It feels sexier to me, honestly. Yeah, that's kind of what we're thinking, is that if you guys have been listening to this and being like, well, they could totally be our friends. Like, we should hang out. Then you should. Well, I don't know. We've not thought this through. So
we have not. In fact, you wouldn't even let me think it through before we got on the podcast.
No.
You're like, let's just talk about it. I'm like, well, don't we want to like set a framework for this?
No, because then it sounds super fake. And also, I don't want this to be exploitative in any way. I want this to benefit everybody involved. But we have this platform, and I was just thinking, like, our specific audience, you know, you get on field and it does tend to be people who are much more experienced. And our specific audience is so niche.
Yeah, it really is.
It is our people who are...
You're our people.
You're brand new. You're not playing, or you're not playing yet, but you're thinking about it. Or you play occasionally, right? And you're very selective. And so we were just like, well, we want to meet more of you guys. And how do we do that? So we were thinking that we could... Like, what questions? We could put a form together. Then you guys could send us a video of you as a couple together. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
even better to answer the questions on the video.
Let's do that.
That
actually would be better.
And then we'll pick like, what, five that we'll FaceTime with?
Sure.
And then we'll see what happens from there.
And if no one answers, we'll have our answer.
If nobody answers, I know that's what, so that's what Aiden asked me when we first started talking about this. He was like, well, what if nobody answers? And I was like, that's even more hilarious. Then we have a whole podcast episode about how we are undateable. Like, we have this podcast and nobody wants us and we're too weird and too specific and whatever. But that
too niche, as you say.
Too niche.
Yes.
What would you want to know? Like, what kind of questions?
The basics, right? Like, how long you've been lifestyle? What do you like about it? Why are you here? What do you like about the podcast? Always good to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, where you are and your ability to travel. And I mean, we can travel pretty easily.
Yeah.
But most people listening to this are a flight away from us or more.
Yeah.
And we've got people in Indonesia. We've got people in Europe. We've got people
Australia.
In America and Australia and Asia. And so it's a pretty wide distribution. So I don't know ultimately that there's that many that we could really connect with in the States that are
like actually see in person. Yeah.
But we can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of exciting. And if it doesn't happen, that's just another great podcast of disappointments.
I know. Exactly. What would I want to know?
What would you want to know?
Well, so I like the video idea because I really like you couples, how they interact together. And I think you get to see that on the podcast too. So yeah. I don't know if you guys out there, if you've been on any dates with any other couples, or even if you're in a vanilla context with another couple and you go out with them and there's just like a vibe where they're just cutting each other down or they're not supporting each other or there's eye rolling or that kind of, you know what I mean? Like, so we just kind of like to see.
We always look for strong couples.
Strong couple, fun, good banter. Yeah, I just love seeing
you.
I know.
Consider applying for the Hacking Love contest.
Hacking Love contest. Oh, geez.
Dating contest. It's like a dating game.
And then you were like, maybe we have them as guests on the podcast. But I was like, I think a lot of people who are our listeners want to remain anonymous.
Well, our Hacking Love retreat people all participate.
They totally did. Now,
some of you might want to be famous, infamous.
You might. And we can just change your names.
That'd be fun.
But that would be really fun, too. I would love that. That would be such a blast. I think that would just be amazing. I feel like we have this untapped reservoir of amazing people that we just got a tiny glimpse into when we did our Hacking Nicaragua retreat that just made us, we want to get to know more of you.
Yeah.
And possibly fuck some of you.
But I think you're right. It's friends first. I mean, that's what happened with our retreat attendees that came last week is that they were just, they're friends now.
Yeah.
And we have these great friends. That's kind of what led to this idea was that we just made some great friends.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't it be great if we could do that again with other people? And so we're putting it out there that we are looking for really interesting people in this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Who could be fun to hang out with and possibly fun.
Yeah.
Or not.
Or not. No pressure. Cause I hate pressure. It really makes me, it grosses me out. So, okay, let's do this. I don't think we have a whole podcast for this topic.
No.
I really don't think we do. But this will be maybe just a mini in the middle of everything. So let's do this. If you're interested, make a video with your partner and email it to us at annaaiden@gmx.com and answer questions like, how long have y'all been in the lifestyle or are you? It's okay if you're not. You're just thinking about it. What interests you about getting to know us, where you live in the country, how easy it is for you to travel, what you like about the podcast. I don't know. What else? What are the things that are like deal breakers for you? Because maybe you haven't listened to all the podcasts. And what if you, I don't know, what you could say like, oh, it's a total deal breaker. I don't like short girls who with flat tits or something. And I'm like, oops. Oh, you know, haven't
know that about us.
You haven't. Well, if you haven't listened to all the podcasts, you don't know that.
We could describe each other here.
Yeah.
Just because people, if you haven't listened to all 45 hours, you might miss.
You might miss.
So Anna is gorgeous.
Okay.
She's petite, 5'2"-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair, green, blue eyes. big smile, big radiant eyes, beautiful body, and just an amazing person.
So sweet.
It would be a gift to any guy listening to this.
That is really sweet. Oh, that's very sweet. Okay, Aiden is just, okay, when we had chat create a... Aiden is showing me something coming out of his underwear. He's turned on by describing me. This is how...
Literally just got...
I am the luckiest woman alive, honestly. Oh my God. So we have a chat GPT, like, just thread about our podcast. And so we had it was like, based on what you know, what does Aiden look like? And it came up with this super beefy, bald, muscular, way more beefy than Aiden actually is. Because I'm always talking about him that way. So what I would say is like, he is lean and muscular. He is not like roided out. So he is 5'11". He is, what do you say? 164. Yeah, I'm a little bitty. I am about 95 pounds. And then... he's bald and he has like a really nicely cropped beard, salt and pepper. It's so hot, you guys. It's so zaddy. Delicious. He works out. He takes his testosterone. He lifts. So he's got great arm muscles that I love, like veiny forearms. And he's got a couple of very well-appointed tattoos on his forearms that are so sexy.
He's not a beef monster that you might
he's not a beef monster.
Talk about the guy she's into in the podcast.
Not at all.
He's always the beefier dude.
He's got like, I don't know, he's like Italian, so he can tan easily. And he's got this like great profile that's just very masculine. And he has really strong legs. People always tell you, you ask if you're a runner, which you're totally not. But you have very muscular legs. You know how like older guys, sometimes they just get like a gut and then they have skinny chicken legs. He does not have that at all. And we're in our 50s. Everybody says, I hate to say this. I feel like, oh, everybody says we look younger than we do. And I'm always like, really though? But I feel like we might actually.
No, you absolutely look, I would say 40 tops. You look like you're in your 30s to me.
That's
for sure.
Okay. And we're
body
just.
Of a 25-year-old.
Keep in mind, we're biased and delusional
we're
for
also
each other.
In love and who knows.
No, and people, you have people guess your age who we don't even know. So
yeah,
they don't.
People are very curious about how old we are. And I always say, because you always answer them. I say, no, don't answer them. Ask them how old they think we are.
Yeah.
And they'll look at you and they'll say, 42 maybe. And they'll look at me and say, 45-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm at least 10 years plus that. You're 52. I'm 58.
Yeah.
So I don't think we look our age at all. But and we're told that a lot. But
we do, y'all. We do all. If you listen to our health podcast, we do all the things, right? We do all the hormones. We do the peptides. We lift weights. We don't eat sugar. We don't drink alcohol. And we're not going to judge you if you do those things. But we do appreciate the health part is important to us.
Yeah, just because
it takes years off and it just makes the lifestyle so much fun because everything works. I mean, I'm still having regular periods of 52. It's really nice to have a body that freaking works and doesn't hurt all the time and that I can be boss what else.
So when you see the photos on the Facebook group, you can approximate from the older photo.
Yeah.
Kind of where we are.
Yeah.
I would say.
And you can just.
Guy's better looking than me. I think the guy that came out of chat. For all three versions of them, are better looking than I am.
No, the last one was not at all.
Okay, well,
I didn't like the last one at all. He looked weird and scrawny.
You look hot in all three.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'm okay. I don't want the first one posted because it's way too hot, and people will get their hopes up.
I was gonna say this is the
I don't
younger,
look like
hotter
that
version of us according to ChatGPT.
That is gonna just
I can disbelieve.
I put my foot down. I am not gonna dissipate me. That's gonna make me feel so bad, babe.
Not
please.
Disappointing anyone.
Yes, it will. I don't want people logging onto our FaceTime.
Right, we'll put the older version on us.
Then you can just put your hot pictures, cut me out, and you can put all your hot pictures, and I'm putting my
realistic. All right, guess what? The winners
realistic.
Will get to see, once they meet us, they can see the original version.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
And, they can go, oh
and they'll
God.
Be like, yeah, that would have really.
Where's that couple?
Exactly. They'll be like, I would have been so disappointed. I mean, honestly.
The second one's close enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
So,
what else do we want to add here?
I'd say just go for it. If you're just like having fun with this, like we are, this is just fun for us. This is like a lark.
It is such a lark.
Kind of on a whim.
This podcast is our passion project. We do not make any money from this podcast at all. And even hacking Nicaragua, the retreat was just a hey, cover your expenses and come down and hang out with us. That was not a for-profit retreat in any way. And so yeah, reach out to us, AnnaAiden@gmx.com, and just let us know if you're interested. And we'll keep reporting back if anyone reaches out. We're like, Yeah,
we won't out you.
Oh God, we would never. I mean, we don't even out ourselves.
What an interesting way to date. This is so fun.
I mean, why not? And I mean, I'm not opposed. The whole travel thing sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, we don't live in a terrible place that people wouldn't want to visit.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So there's no application form. It's basically just do the video and answer those questions and tell us about yourselves and
yeah,
what you're interested in.
That's it.
That's all we need.
That's literally all we need.
Link a video and send it to us and that will be your application.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And do tell us like your real name so we can look at your, you know, socials and all that kind of stuff, I guess.
Or, yeah, that'd be helpful.
That would be really helpful. I mean, I guess it's not.
Because you know all about us. We don't know anything about you.
Well, they don't know our real names, but you will. If we do, yeah, end up connecting, you'll know all of our stuff. You'll know what we look like and you'll have access to all of our socials and all of our background information and all that. And that'll be fine because we will have met you and we will trust you with all that because it's a big deal and we're not out right now because we have kiddos and jobs and such. So yes, maybe one day.
Yeah.
We'll get enough. Just
maybe one day. I think we'll get there eventually.
The fucks left to give are slowly just falling. Yeah.
I knew that would happen from the moment we started this.
I know.
Someday we're just not going to give a fuck anymore.
Eventually. But right now, while we still have kids in school, I think that's the respectful thing to do.
Yeah.
Just in case.
All right, guys. So just go for it.
All right. We love you. We really can't wait to meet you.
And
honestly.
We'll answer every one of you no matter what. If we decide to meet up or not, we're going to definitely.
And shout out to our Hacking Nicaragua crew for motivating us on this, to actually inspire us to do this, because you guys were so awesome to hang out with that we want to meet more. I love it.
All right.
Okay. This will be a short one, but
okay, guys,
we'll see you next time.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.